My name is Allison Reed Greer, and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 21st, 2018. I'm speaking with
Suzanne Irby
and Randy Irby,
who is my grandparents, and we are recording this interview in Oxford, Mississippi. So my first question is, when were both of y'all born and where?
I was born in September 15th, 1954. In Oklahoma, Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
I was born May the 18th, 1955, in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Who were y'all's parents, and how many siblings do y'all have?
My parents were Stan and Pauline Kessler, and I have four sisters.
Mabel and Horace Irby, and I have one brother.
What was y'all's life like when y'all were kids?
My daddy was in the military, so we moved a lot. I went to many different schools until I was in about the ninth grade. I played a lot with my sisters, and we lived in a lot of places. We lived in Germany one time in huge apartments. Your turn.
I grew up in the country, and I had a very enjoyable childhood.
What all did you do?
Back then, we didn't even have a TV for a while. It was years that we didn't even have a TV. But we played outside. It was just fun growing up out in the country.
What was y'all's favorite childhood memory?
I guess when I got my first bicycle for Christmas.
How old were you?
Probably 10.
What did the bicycle look like?
Well, two wheels.
And I guess mine was because we traveled a lot. And I remember us traveling a lot. When we were in Germany, we went to different castles. And when we came back to the States, we would go out and have vacations on the West Coast. And we traveled a lot.
What castles did you see?
Oh, I don't know the names of them, but they were...
Were they big castles?
They were huge, yeah. There's castles all over Germany, and we would go... visit those.
Who made the biggest impact on y'all's life and why?
Probably my stepmother, whose name was Mary. My mom died when I was little, and when my dad married her, she became my mom, and she was just really important to me.
I had a couple of teachers that really made a big impact on my life. My first teacher was my first black teacher in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
She taught science, and she was really made a big impact on me. I was the first time I was a teacher's pet.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. What kind of jobs did y'all have when y'all were growing up?
Well, I had to do chores at home, but the first job I remember was there was a truck farm down the road, and we had to go down there every afternoon in the summertime and every day, all day long, and pick green beans. Mm. And we picked green beans all summer, long, long rows of green beans, and that was my first job.
My first job was selling the Oxford Eagle. It came out once a week, every Thursday.
Where'd you sell it at?
Up on the square.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Bought the Eagle for a nickel and sold him for a dime.
What kind of house did y'all live in?
Well, I lived in a lot of different houses. I lived in apartments. When we lived with the military, everything we had was a military hat, belonged to the military. Mm-hmm. And we would have to pay rent.
I just lived in an old country home.
How did y'all's life shape y'all into the person that you are today?
It made a better person out of me growing up in the country and everything. Back then we didn't, we were sort of poor. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the stuff we got now. It makes you appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm. Makes you less like snobby.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of things. We just did a lot of things. We played with all the we lived in several neighborhoods and played with all the neighborhood kids all the time. And
do you have to use y'all's imagination more than people do now?
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we would make forts and tents and make tents out of chairs backed up to each other and a blanket thrown over the top of them. And I mean, we just did our own
makeup. Just makeup games.
Yeah, we would just make up games.
So my final question is, how did y'all meet and how long have y'all been married?
We met at Randy's birthday party. Yeah. And we've been married
almost 44 years.
Yeah, 44 years.
44 years in January.
How'd you know that she was the one?
I fell in love with her the first time I saw her.
Oh, gosh.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Thank y'all for just being here and doing this for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.